You're listening to the WGXE News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Utility customers, most in northern Dutchess County, remained without power early March 5th, 3 days after strong winds wreaked havoc across the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills. Poughkeepsie-based Utility Central Hudson expects to have power restored by the afternoon of March 6th, a day ahead of schedule, just in time for another winter storm to hit the area. Central Hudson spokesman John Mazurgian said that crews had come from as far as Quebec and Texas to help restore power to customers located in Central Hudson's 8-county region. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the area, including Columbia, Dutchess, Greene, Ulster, and Rensselaer counties, in anticipation of snow accumulations of 5 to 10 inches beginning the morning of March 7th. Localized amounts of up to 12 inches are possible. Difficult travel conditions are expected, and significant reductions in visibility are likely. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Kenneth Crow is reporting for the Times Union. Voters in the Berlin Central School District go to the polls March 6th to approve nearly $9.4 million in building improvements and $3.7 million to upgrade the athletic facilities. The first capital project calls for work at the Berlin Elementary School and the Berlin Middle and High Schools, as well as an addition to the bus garage. Quote, "This project will improve our schools for students and the community. Through improvements to classrooms and instructional spaces, safety and health improvements, we can continue to provide students with an excellent education while limiting the impact on taxpayers," end quote, Superintendent Stephen Young said. The state will pay for 75.4% of the project, and the district will draw on $2.7 million from its capital reserve and general fund for the remainder. The second proposal provides for the construction of a new running track, a new soccer field, and a new baseball field, plus related facilities at the middle and high schools. Polls are open noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday, March 6th at Berlin Elementary School at 53 School Street. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Columbia County Sanctuary Movement announced it will rally outside of U.S. Representative John Faso's office in Kinderhook at 6:30 p.m. March 5th. According to a press release, the group, along with ICE Free Capital District, Ulster Immigrant Defense Network, Showing Up for Racial Justice Hudson, Showing Up for Racial Justice Ulster, Tim Horn Uprising, local faith leaders, and communities are continuing to call upon Faso to support a Clean Dream Act. That legislation would provide protection and a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children. Following the rally, the group will adjourn to Kinderhook Town Court to show their support for the so-called Kinderhook Nine, a group of nine protesters arrested after activists took over the meeting room in Faso's district office December 18th, chanting and playing music. Janaki Chadha is reporting for Politico New York. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand joined members of the Working Families Party March 4th to accept the group's endorsement of her re-election bid and to voice support for numerous progressive causes. Working Families is preparing to replace the incumbent members of the state Senate's Independent Democratic Conference with progressive challengers come November. The IDC is an 8-member group of Democrats that caucuses with Republicans. Gillibrand has not endorsed any of the Working Family candidates, but she did align herself with the party and continues to position herself against Republican Donald Trump. Quote, "I believe that the people of the Working Families Party believe in the same things that I do," she said, citing causes including single-payer health care, marijuana decriminalization, and campaign finance reform, adding that she recently banned corporate PAC donations from her campaign. Read the full story at Politico New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.